Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And over the weekend, activists blocked rail lines across the country to protest the shipment of crude oil. Police arrested 52 people after more than 150 spent the night on tracks near two refineries outside Seattle. And in upstate New York, protesters camped out on railroad tracks at the Port of Albany, a major corridor for shipments of oil by train from North Dakota's Bakken Shale region to barges in the Hudson. Marla Markham is a co-founder of the Climate Disobedience Center, which helped organize the protest this week. And Marla, Global Partners, the fuel transport company, says they've had hundreds of inspections. They're safe. What is your group's concern?
Bakken crude isn't safe, no matter what you do with it. It's highly explosive, and they're storing rail cars that are off-gassing toxic chemicals and are highly explosive right next to a low-income housing project at the Port of Albany. And these folks are exposed to it every day, the folks at Ezra Prentice Homes and their children and their playground. And Global can do everything possible to maintain safety, but accidents happen, and we don't need this fuel. We need to keep it in the ground.
Well, talk more about the Ezra Prentice Homes. This is an environmental justice community. That means they're disproportionately affected by industry, and they have been fighting expansion of these crude oil shipments. Tell us more about your concerns about them.
So the Ezra Prentice Homes were there before the oil trains were coming in, and none of the community organizations who we spoke with were consulted about the addition of this oil train traffic into their neighborhood, and there's always an explosion risk.
Well, last year, New York State said it would conduct a full environmental review of a crude oil processing facility in Albany. But meantime, what would you have happen? Because I presume you're also against pipelines. And people say that rail is the only safe way other than pipelines to transfer oil, which is still needed until fossil fuels are replaced, which they are not right now. What would you have happen?
Well, we know that every new dollar that we put into energy infrastructure needs to go into building the future that we know that we need and that we already know how to get ourselves to. That's a matter of political will. The argument about pipelines in this particular situation is irrelevant because the only pipeline that's proposed in this region to carry oil would carry oil from Albany southward, and it would actually increase the traffic of these bomb trains.
This is what you and other protesters call them, bomb trains, because you think they're that explosive. Yeah.
Well, they are. Mm-hmm. The catastrophe in Lac-Mégantic in Canada leveled an entire downtown and mm-hmm. killed 47 people when one of these trains derailed.
Yeah. We're seeing more of these blockades and other direct actions in addition to, you know, more traditional marches and rallies. Your thoughts on their effectiveness?
It's really important for us to put our bodies in the way in order to demonstrate that business as usual is over and we're not going to tolerate the ongoing inaction of the folks who we've elected to represent us. As we build a culture of resistance, as we sort of normalize this kind of resistance and show that we're going to stand up for our own health and safety in our communities and in the communities all around us, that we can begin to shift what is politically possible so that those folks that we did elect can have some more space to transition.
That's Marla Markham of the Climate Disobedience Center. Marla, thank you.
Thanks, Robin.